Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
And what is this, Unmasked Regular?
No, this is
this is your regular episode. Welcome to the shit show.
What's up?
You look scared.
Hallelujah. Uh-oh, he's lost it.
I mean, that's nothing new. That's true.
I went to one of the restaurants that's downtown the other day. Market Street Grill is the name of it.
Oh, yeah.
And they have some new appetizers there.
Oh, really?
They have this taco one. It was so freaking good. I got it for my meal.
Mm.
Yeah, it's like, you know how there's a place, maybe Chili's.
Wong Tong Tacos.
That might be what it's called.
What the hell is Wong Tong
Tacos?
Is that
a real thing or do you
just
make it up?
Yeah, the little Wong Tong wrappers. Like little crispy, crunchy.
Kind of, but they put it in like this pan thing. That they have it like, you know, you would have seen these pans that they put fajitas in.
Oh, yeah, the little cast iron.
Yeah, that's what they have it in. But it's like taco stuff.
Mm.
And it like melts really nicely and gets a nice crispy feel to it.
I'm about that.
It was really good. Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to eat all this.
I love getting an appetizer as an entree.
Me too.
They're usually the best.
Absolutely horrible for you.
Oh, yeah.
But delicious. Tastes so good.
Deep fried and cheesy. I used to go to Applebee's after 9
when
they would be half off and we would pig out. We'd go there like 3 or 4 times a week.
Yeah, I would always get the mozzarella sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Remember getting those.
The biggins.
And then I also remember at some point when they must have been losing money on that, then they took off. Like you could only get like
you
certain
get the
things.
Platter. They took the because before you could get the appetizer sampler platter half off. Then they took that off.
Yeah,
I'd always get the cheese sticks and then the boneless chicken wings.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
I remember doing that before.
And the spinach artichoke.
Yes,
dip is
I always
the best.
Did the spinach artichoke dip.
Was at Chili's.
Oh no, Chili's has a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that they had it.
Applebee's
also.
Had it. Yeah,
it's
that's
not
where I had I never it first. Got it.
It's not great.
I'm not a big artichoke.
It
fan.
Well, I like the artichoke, and even there, it's good. But the chips is what I don't care
too
for.
Thin.
There,
they're
very so thin.
Well, I think Chili's is thin too.
Yeah,
yeah, but
I
not
do
as
not.
Bad.
I do not like thin chips.
What's your favorite? No. Applebee's or Chili's? I'd probably go to Chili's.
I do Chili's. Applebee's has gone downhill.
Well,
I haven't been to an Applebee's in a long time.
Probably since I moved here, so 3 years. But Chili's, just for the Southwestern egg rolls themselves, make Chili's the winner.
I do love
their burgers with that thick bacon.
I always get their chicken bacon quesadilla.
Mm. I usually get something different when I go there.
That's I always get.
I like,
that's
I love
always
the
my
ribs.
Favorite.
No, I love the ribs.
I like
the burger
that pasta too. That the chicken Cajun pasta.
I like their macaroni and cheese. Pasta, it's mac and cheese, and then they put the honey chicken crispers on top of
yes,
it.
Yes, I love those. Yeah.
Chili's
I've
is
gotten
what,
that.
Chili's is what the kids brought
I know,
on Mother's Day.
We're like, we need to go to Chili's.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're hungry.
I don't even think there's one anywhere near us.
Chili's? I mean, I'm sure there's one Fort Wayne. Maybe Kokomo.
Maybe Kokomo.
Oh.
Kokomo's a little closer.
The Marion Joanne's went out the day after I was here last time.
Aw.
And the Muncie one closes on the 27th.
Well, she
did. You know those Joanne's, they wouldn't let you use gift cards?
Yeah,
they did for a while.
Did they?
Yeah, they had a deadline on when you had to use them by or they would not be good.
One of the drag queens I know was like, I went to Joanne's and I have a gift card. And they're like, sorry. She's like, what do you mean? You took the money for that. You have the money. So now you're stealing.
And that's, I mean, I don't think that I would take well to that.
Yeah. No, I'd really like, well, think it'd be like, money.
Well, I'm going to walk out with this.
Yeah.
And I'm going to leave this here.
They were very vocal about the deadline. So, I mean, if you wanted to use it, you should have went before the deadline.
However, any store, I feel like this, like any store can communicate that, but I would never see it. I didn't even notice that they were going out of business until you mentioned
it. Well, I feel like gift cards should be treated as, like, you know someone that's been gifted gift cards and then they go to go use it and they're like, sorry, it's been a year, it's expired.
Yeah. Now that
what the hell
I get.
You mean expired?
Right, that one I get. But you also have to think they were bought by someplace to liquidate. So we didn't actually give them
kind of like
that
a collection
money.
Agency. Yeah. It ain't theirs anymore.
Yeah.
However, they bought a place knowing their payables and receivables.
Mm-hmm. So, I did see, though, that I think they've been bought out or something.
I'm sure.
I'm like, watch it have been a whole, like,
scheme.
No, their Big Twist brand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Their Big Twist brand is going to go to
Was that a Joanne exclusive then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got that Big Twist. I thought that was just Kim's nipples.
Yeah, it's going to, I know for sure that it's going to Hirsch something.
Is Herschel? It on?
No, Hirsch. I don't remember. It starts with an H, but it's a craft, online craft thing.
Okay.
And so I know the Big Twist is going to that. I heard that it was going to go to Mary Maxim too, but somebody said that was not true.
Sounds like a porn site.
Yeah, I've never heard of these places. She's like naming them out.
I haven't either.
It's because they're...
We're not hookers, Shane.
Yeah, you're not a hooker. You're not cool. You're not a hooker.
For the right
price.
I
just knit every once in a while.
Yeah, I belong to all those. I
still think Joanne's was a scam.
But, I mean, I
they were so expensive. Yeah. But I mean, Hobby
40%
Lobby
off.
Too.
I'm like, I can still get this cheaper on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. I did Michael's.
20% off my ass.
I hate that the one in Muncie had a close just because the landlord. Right. Increased rent.
Oh, yeah. The Michaels. Yeah, that's the only thing that really makes me sad. I mean, yeah, I can do without one. I could do without the other. Now, the only thing that I have in town is the Hobby Lobby.
Right. And Michaels I like because it wasn't too big like Hobby Lobby is, but it was well lit, like plenty of, like, I'm very weird with shopping. I don't like dark floors. I like very well lit, bright, and open. Mm-hmm. I don't like to feel like,
I don't understand why they didn't just move somewhere that would have been cheaper.
I just think that they weren't able to find anywhere close. Mm-hmm. This sucks.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why they just couldn't build their own building.
That yeah. Too. I mean, there's a whole...
I mean, it was always really busy.
Right there.
Right.
Could have squeezed into.
I almost feel like whoever owned it decided to retire or something. Mm-hmm. Like, why would you just let your building...
Well, I mean, there's one right there in Anderson, too. So it's, I've noticed that with a lot of that town. They're like, and there's
so
one
that,
in the next town.
That one takes me like 40 minutes to get to.
Would you travel there, though, if you're like, you know, I want to go to Michael's, let me go over to Anderson.
Yeah, I would, but something would have to be on sale that I wanted. I wouldn't just go to be going. Yeah, I wouldn't go just to be going.
You make a trip of it. There's Michael's. You go to Michael's and then the
usually when I'm
Marshall's.
In Anderson. Yeah. Well, usually when I'm in Anderson, I'm there because we go to...
The casino. She's a gambler.
I am not. Because we go to Cracker Barrel.
Oh, yeah.
So if I'm in Anderson anyway, do I want to stop by and walk around through?
Right.
Yeah, I
Anderson,
but I'm
I love
make a special trip.
To go to eat there, but it's also my least favorite place to eat. Because I cannot make a decision to save my life. And right there, all together in Anderson,
man,
there's
so many.
White Castle, Cracker Barrel, Golden Corral, and the KFC buffet, all right there. And I'm like,
there's
one.
So much.
There's a Texas Roadhouse.
Well, yep, but there's with all house. That, we got that everywhere.
Logan, yeah. Is it Logan's? Isn't there?
Logan Steakhouse,
Logan's is there.
And it's all right there.
Yeah, it's all right
and
there.
And I'm like, pick one. Oh, I can't.
Decisions. I'm not good with decisions.
They're like White Castle, Golden Corral, and Cracker Barrel are like my top tier favorites. And just pick one.
I'm horrible with decisions. When I was in Joanne's, one of the last times I was there, I had seen a blanket that I had in mind that I really wanted to do. So I was trying to pick between colors. And I'm like, I can't. So I grabbed some lady that was walking down the and I said, hey, I'm horrible to with decisions. Which one do you think would look better?
It's tough out there in these streets.
I went to Seven Brew for the first time yesterday.
Did you like it?
I did. What I really like is that they have a lot of sugar-free options.
Yes, they do.
I was like, what sugar-free what did you drinks get? Do you
is that
have?
A coffee place?
What did I get? It was a white chocolate mocha, sugar-free. Mm-hmm. It was really good, iced.
Venturing out to the unknown, I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really
Where
good.
Where was you at?
That was in Kokomo.
Kokomo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do really like the Seven Brews.
Yeah, I liked it. And it was really fast.
They also have not only do they have the sugar-free options, but they also have low-carb options.
Hmm, I didn't see those.
Yeah. There's on Facebook, there's a page that you can get onto that's the low-carb and sugar-free. Just that's all they have is that.
What I did not like was that it was my first time being there. I pull up, and they have someone outside, just like they do at Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
And there was no menu.
Oh, I hate that.
There was a QR code that you could pull up the menu.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at her and I was like, what kind of coffee you got? Like, why don't you guys have a damn menu?
They didn't have one at all because in Muncie they do.
No, there's no menu. There was a QR code that I saw as I'm going around the building.
It ain't been delivered yet.
In Muncie, the one, because they have two lanes, and in between the two lanes, it has two like big boards.
Now, there was one big board, but it just had like some special drink that they were having, like different flavors of some drink they were doing. So
Muncie's
I was
changes.
Like, so I almost just defaulted to like, I'll take an iced vanilla latte because everyone has that. But then I was like, do you guys have any sugar free?
A Blondie is really good. That's what I get a lot.
I'm still stuck on you guys sugar free and carb free. And I'd walk off a bridge. If I had to.
But it was really still sweet, though.
I don't even recognize the menu.
I really don't pay much attention to the carb-free one. It's the sugar-free that I usually pay attention to, which I know if it's got a bunch of carbs in it, that's not good either. But,
right.
I mean.
I learned that on
at least I'm doing one.
Gravy day at the nursing home.
Right.
I figure at least I'm doing one of them, so.
One or the other.
Right. No, I really liked it.
Yeah,
and
you're good.
I got kind of excited because I was like, is there sugar-free options? And she like points towards the whole, because she just showed me she had an iPad. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh yeah, all this right here at the top, it's all sugar-free. And I'm like, man, there are like 50 options right here.
The really cool thing about them is, so I was there once and they had a sticker that we could put on the car. So it's down on my windshield down at the bottom of it. So all they have to do is scan it. They have all my information. They don't have to ask for my phone number or anything.
Mm.
It's all in that code. Well, the one good thing about
Mark of the Beast.
Right. They keep track of what you've ordered. So if you really like the last thing that you ordered, because there's something that I get that I have no idea what the name of it is. And I just asked one of the ladies because I just wanted something different. I said, I need something sugar-free. What do you got? And just some kind of concoction that she did. And I really like it. So every time I go, I don't know the name of it. I just say, I just want what I had last time.
There you go.
And they have the record.
Yeah, but a lot of places have that because like you'll download their app and then you get the rewards. And so they track all that stuff. Like Starbucks is the same way.
I mean, they have rewards there, too.
Oh, I'm sure. But I didn't plan on going there. I just saw it, and I was like, oh, I'm going to try this. And then all hell, because they didn't have a freaking menu. I thought that was so weird.
I would have had to pull away.
Like, I get that you
I'm
want
surprised
people to download
that it
the app.
That board didn't change, because the one in Muncie's does. It changes the featured then the menu.
I thought this was a bank. I'm sorry. I was looking for some ones. No big deal.
I'm just cruising. Sorry.
Josh, do you have a mystery today?
No.
Okay. You just want to hang out.
We just want to hang out.
She's coming for the shits and giggles.
Mm-hmm.
I would have known there was more shits. I would have stayed home.
Mm-hmm. That's smart asses.
Well, my mystery today, we are headed back to Appalachian folklore. I know. I cover them a lot, but
There's so many of them.
There's so many, and that's where our ancestors hailed from when they came over across the pond. I like looking them up because I'm like, ooh, I wonder how many of our ancestors heard these stories or believed some of these creatures existed.
Right.
Well, our cryptid today is a tale of a different color. It's half human.
Color.
And will lure you to your watery grave without a moment's hesitation. That's right, I'm talking about sirens. I have briefly mentioned them as part of my theory as to what happened to the lighthouse keepers who disappeared on our past mystery. And we even have our partner Siren's Divorce Resort that we made that little ad for out of humor. We often think of sirens lying on rocks at sea or hunting in packs in the ocean's depths. But the siren in today's mystery lives a more solitary lifestyle in a freshwater river in the Appalachian Mountains. More specifically, she dwells in the depths of the French Broad River, which I learned was first named Agiqua, translated as Long Man by the Cherokee. Whenever I don't like the name of a river here in America, like the French Broad River, I always look up what was the native name, because that river is French Broad River. That sounds mechanical and patriarchal. So I'm like, are you crashing?
Did I like fall asleep all of a sudden?
Yeah, you did.
Did you?
Blood sugar.
I was thinking about something and then I was like,
He's passing out.
Image it. And then I was like, oh, hold on a second.
Should have taken the mushrooms.
Right. I'll throw something at you if you do it again.
Oh, please.
Now, when I say the French Broad River, I'm not talking about a little creek. It is roughly 220 miles long and starts in the Blue Ridge Mountains in North Carolina and flows into Tennessee, where it eventually merges with the Holston River, and both of those make up the Tennessee River. Even more interesting, the French Broad River is the third oldest river in the world, estimated to be between 260 and 325 million years old.
Wow.
Are you okay? Yeah. Oh.
When I sit here too long, I start to fall down into my
seat.
Start
to get comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm just sitting up. Yeah. Are those suckers?
It's those puff mints.
Yeah, it's those puff mints. It's from my
last you guys
mystery.
Had that I didn't have one.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I want one. I wanted to try one when I heard that. You got a big old bag of them.
Puffy.
Puff mints. Give me a puff. You guys want a puff?
I do.
I will take a puff.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
I may open it. This is ASMR.
This is our snack break. Get your Scooby snacks.
I can't help it. I always chew them. I can't just suck on something. I gotta swallow it.
Calm down, Josh. Calm down.
I do like suckers even. That's why I like those caramel apple suckers, because they're the only sucker I can eat that I'm unable to just chew into
it.
Oh, that was good. Minty. I was getting, when you brush your teeth earlier in the morning and by midday, you're like, ooh, I need a little refresher. Well, even more interesting, the French Broad River is the third oldest river in the world. Estimated to be between 260 to 325 million years old, which I just thought was insane.
Yeah, really?
I didn't realize rivers existed that long. And to just understand more of how long that river has been flowing, It's been coming out of the Appalachian Mountains when they were still all connected on Pangaea, the supercontinent. That's how old this river is.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It has survived every cataclysmic event as the landmasses drifted apart and collided. So just think of all the creatures that have lived in that river. Who's to say that in all that time, maybe a school of sirens got trapped there? There are multiple descriptions that exist of the siren dwelling in the French Broad River. Some say she is a beautiful, pale maiden with mossy hair, while others cast her as a grotesque creature with a giant, toothy smile and long, slimy, serpent-like appendages. You know all about that, Kim.
I knew that was coming.
That mint made my mouth real watery. I had to swallow first. You know all about that too, don't you, Slut? No. So to any man who is unlucky enough to venture too close to the river's edge on a night she is hunting, the siren is said to sing her song and lure them with her irresistible melody. Then, once they are in arm's reach, she grabs them with her ice-cold and incredibly strong hands and pulls them down, never to surface again. There have been media representations of Appalachian River sirens. If anyone has ever seen O Brother, Where Art Thou? The three sisters washing their clothes in the river who lure the men were based on the myths from the French Broad River Sirens. Mm,
I've seen that movie many times and I never thought about it.
Well, that episode, you know how the chapters, the name of the chapter will appear on the screen. Mm-hmm. That one's even called Sirens. And their siren song is that, as I went down in the river to pray, which has been an earworm of mine ever since I first saw that movie. Just randomly, I'll be mowing the yard and start singing a gospel hymnal. And I'm like, what are people going to think? Me.
And then the next morning when they all wake up, they think that the one dude was turned into a frog.
Yeah. And then John Goodman's character kills him, the Cyclops.
Mm-hmm.
Which, oh my God. I had not seen that movie in years. All I remember was like the funny parts because I had watched it as a kid. So I remember like, oh, the sirens and the frog and the funny parts. Didn't remember the KKK scenes at all. At all. And I was the activities person at a nursing home, and I had it hooked up to where I could play DVDs, and it would play in every resident's room that had it on that channel. And at a certain point during the lockdown, a lot of our nurses had walked out. So we had a lot of travel nurses, and a lot of those travel nurses happened to be African-American or Black. And I had a request by one of my residents to play O Brother, Where Art Thou, which I had as a DVD at the nursing home. So I played it in every single one of their rooms. And on my lunch break, I'm, you know, walking the halls and just seeing all the lovely travel nurses in there helping these old people, and all the people have all their TV screens. So at least 100 TVs have this movie playing on them. And then the KKK scene where all these people in white sheets and burning crosses and flames and torches and talking about racism. And I'm just like, oh, God. Oh, God.
All these, not live through today.
All these Black people were just looking with wide eyes at me like, oh, what the hell am I? Because this nursing home was in the middle of nowhere.
What like, Cropper get me
there's
into?
A cornfield across the street from it. Like, right. Very small town. They're like, oh, God. And I'm just like, do I go in there and stop the movie? Because I also, you know, a lot of these old people are old. Some of them are almost 100. They remember times like that. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to stir no hidden racist memories in these. Oh, God. Well, that was always the worst part. Like if a resident was homophobic or racist to any race of people, you really couldn't say much when they're dementia.
Right.
They're like, ew, maggot. You're like, let's get to bed, Marilyn.
Right.
Someone's blood sugar's low. Bless him. Oh, yeah, it's my mystery.
Josh is like, whose turn?
Isn't Josh somebody to be talking right now?
Well, I was still getting secondhand embarrassment from playing Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? I was like, oh, there's so many TVs that have this Klan meeting on it right now, and these black people look so uncomfortable.
Bless their hearts.
Well, legends of the River Siren date back to the 1840s when people were really starting to spread out in the area. Could it have started as a way to warn men traveling alone in the mountains to stay away from the slick and steep riverbanks at night? Or were the men who heard the siren song just horny men drunk in the woods at night? Or is there really an ancient, lone siren diva lurking just below the water's surface for her opportunity to perform her seductive melody? That's one mystery I'll never know the answer to. Because one, siren songs don't work on gay. Sorry about it, we'd just be besties. And two, ain't no way in hell you'll ever catch me in water that far south.
Mm-mm.
Especially in Tennessee, because that's where the snakes live. You got cottonmouths, water moccasins. I think they're the same snake, just different names. But if it's like even past Indianapolis, really, even southern Indiana, shoddy.
Right.
Ain't catching me in no natural water unless it's a strongly chlorinated pool or something where a critter could not survive in it.
Do they have alligators in Tennessee?
No. Or it's too far north. No. Just Florida. That's the only. And maybe Louisiana, like the bayou swamps. But ooh, no. But they just got all the snakes, cottonmouth, copperheads, water moccasins. Mm-mm.
Nope.
They got rattlers.
If I can't see the bottom, I'm not getting in it.
Well, just the snakes, the fish, snapping turtles. There are snapping turtles. Those are huge. Alligator snapping turtles, giant. Can bite your toes right off of there. I don't want that. Mm-hmm. And they don't let go. There's that old wives' tale grandma used to say where a snapping turtle will only let go. You have to cut its head off. And like on a full moon or something like this, some bullshit like that. Nope. I'm more afraid of a snapping turtle than I wanted to do that.
Oh, yeah.
We have a river cleanup here in our town every year, and I've wanted to do it. But I'm like, my luck, I'm going to step on a snapping turtle, and it's going to. But I ain't doing it now. Mm-hmm. Ever since I got chased by that snake last year and got E. coli after throwing rocks at it. I'm like, nope, the snakes around here are too bold.
No more nature for me.
I don't have my fishing license yet this year because I'm still like, I got E. coli last time I went fishing. I don't want that again.
Right.
These rivers got poop in it. I was talking to a guy too about fishing, asking him where's like good places to go around here because a lot of them either fill up quickly or it's like, you park on the side of the woods on the side of the road and there's a small trail and you're like, does that go back to water? You don't want to carry all your gear back and it to be nothing.
Right.
So I don't waste my time with those. But I was like, yeah, I got E. coli last year from the river. He's like, oh, you don't fish in the rivers around here. There's poop in there. Don't want no poop.
No poop.
No poop.
I don't like poop.
Well, my bless your heart this week comes from Lebanon, Virginia, and goes to an 8-year-old boy named Bryson Kleiman. Like Shane and I at that age, Bryson is a huge fan of Pokemon and had quite a collection of cards. Well, Bryson had a young dog, and sadly, the dog contracted parvo, which is often deadly to young dogs. The family took the dog to the vet, and the treatment for the dog was going to be over $700, which the family just couldn't afford. I mean, that's the worst part about pets is they always get sick at the worst possible time,
right.
And it's always so expensive to where a lot of people often have to decide, do I pay thousands of dollars or let my beloved pet child die?
Yeah, that's what happened to Oreo. She was having seizures or something. I just couldn't afford to do the test.
That'll be $5,000. Yep. They do have pet insurance now, but I feel like I just don't trust insurance.
No, I think it would be a scam. Yeah. It sounds like a scam.
And I feel like that would make me, what would pull me over the edge to turn me into like a bomber or something if they denied my pet a life-saving procedure and she died. I'd be like, right. Who's paying for it now? Well, the family couldn't afford the over $700 treatment, and Bryson didn't want his poor little puppy dog to die. So he wasn't going to stop without putting up a little bit of a fight. And he decided to sell his Pokemon card collection, lemonade stand style, by the side of the road. He set up a little stand and had a little sign. And it gained so much neighborhood attention that Bryson's mom, Kimberly, ended up setting up a GoFundMe page after neighbors started sending her heartfelt photos of her son when they would go buy his cards. And before the GoFundMe, Bryson sold many of his most valuable cards. And the GoFundMe ended up raising almost $20,000.
Holy smoke.
That was a lot.
Especially like the treatment was just around $700.
Wow.
Well, Kimberly, Bryson's mom, went on to thank everyone who donated and said that the extra money after treatment will be spent to help other animals in need.
Oh, that's nice.
Even more, someone high up at Pokemon Co. heard about Bryson's story and personally sent him a large package of rare cards to help replenish his sold collection.
That was nice.
So to Bryson, his little pup, his mother, Kimberly, all who donated, and Pokemon Co., bless all your hearts. What a sweet little story.
They even
got a little picture of Bryson. I found it on social media. It was on the Global Positive News. I follow on Instagram. He's got his little dog and him out there with his little.
How sweet.
I don't know if the camera can see it.
Yeah.
It's cute.
So what sweet.
But yeah, he didn't want his little doggy to die. And it's like, I'm going to sell my Pokemon cards, which, I mean, for as addicted as we were back then, like, we know what, as a kid, what that meant to him.
Yeah.
Especially he was selling like his holographic Charizard. Oh my God, that's gold as a kid. Yeah. I know my goal was to alternate between Touch Grass and Bless Your Heart, but when I keep finding all these like positive news stories for Bless Your Heart, and I'm like, I don't want to wait to tell that.
Right.
Yeah, I've been doing the same thing.
We need more positive news anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I decided to do the same thing, but I've been doing more of the states things and trying to let the stupid criminals, you know,
let the accumulate stupidity more. Build up. Just type anything Florida man and it'll come up. Well, do you guys have anything left for our little goodies? Well, follow us on our Patreon for bonus episodes of Unmasked and insights into our personal lives. There you'll gain access to direct messaging, cooking videos, and occasional Patreon-exclusive live events featuring games, mysteries, and prizes. And we'll be turning Kim into a drag queen on one of our lives there, too. We finally have enough patrons for it. You can find us under the username at It's Mystery Inc. And don't miss out on our website at itsmysteryinc.com, where you can explore a diverse range of episodes and merchandise, from stunning Amazonite necklaces to Mystery Inc. logos, t-shirts, and cups. And don't forget, send us a postcard too at P.O. Box 690, Wabash, Indiana 46992.
Nice.
Got it. All right. That's it.
Remember, it only takes 8 wipes to know it only took 7.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.